The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
Some really sad stuff. We had the killer yesterday in Fresno, California, killed three people. As he shouted, Allahu Akbar. Police.
Well, yeah, there's no reason to believe this is terrorism. We don't think this is terrorism at all.
He yelled, Allahu Akbar. What do you mean there's no indication it's terrorism? I don't even understand. He also hated white people. And he made that pretty clear, that he called them white devils, and he wrote about his hatred for white people and wanted to kill them. But, you know, his name is Corey Ali Mohammed. He yells Allah Akbar. That's not an indication. It might be terror-related.
I know. I mean, it's at least, if it's not terrorism-related, it is related to, if you're saying it's not terrorism, you're saying it is Islam, right? I mean, he's obviously using Islamic language here that's involved in it. I mean, I would be much more comfortable calling it Islamic terrorism and getting covering that basis. But
this is the only way you can get police to admit that a black person has committed a hate crime is to also throw in the Islamic thing because they'll defend that more than the black racism.
Because we did this thing on the hierarchy of special interest groups, and this is just another data point for you. Apparently, Muslims are getting priority now over black people. I'm sorry if you're black. I'm sorry. You know, again, if it was a... Someone pointed out if it was a transgendered Muslim, now a woman, who was black...
That person would be immediately made president of the United States.
I think so. Like, you're immune to all, at least immune to all negatives.
Yes.
I would think.
Yes.
Yeah, so that one's pretty bad. And I guess, was it the AP tweeted something that said he hates white people and shouted, God is great, before killings. And, you know, in their defense, because everyone's ripping him over this, and I understand it, normally you wouldn't, you would translate a phrase, right? Like, you would say, if someone said, you know, he screamed bonjour before the killings, you would say, you wouldn't necessarily say, but you would probably say, he screamed hello in French before the killings.
Yeah.
Or you would say, he screamed, I think it would be okay if they said, he screamed God is great in Arabic.
Although,
before killings, I would be okay with that because, I mean, you know, again, that's, you're just translating. But
the Fresno police chief said he yelled out Allahu Akbar, though.
Right. It's a translation. Right.
It is a translation. But if you're saying God is great, you're not necessarily Muslim at that point. I mean, that's kind of a Muslim-esque phrase. But if it's not Allahu Akbar, it's not for sure Islamic, right?
Right. So that was the accusation, right? The accusation was they put God is great, so it would sound like some white guy or here it says he hated white people, so probably not. But sounds like some religious zealot. God is great. God is great. You start shooting people. You know, when you say Allah Akbar, you know that, you know, we understand. I mean, this is a very common thing. Every one of these killings ends the same way. So you kind of understand every Islamic extremist attack has that kind of ending to it. So the accusation was they were trying to hide it. And probably they were. However, like, it wouldn't be crazy if they were to say he screamed God is great in Arabic. I think that's an okay way of doing that, but I mean, they didn't, you know, but it's a tweet, right? I mean, and sometimes it's not, you know, you don't have all the information in there. But they also are playing up the hate crime thing, that he was a it was a hate crime because he hates white people. And, you know, like, it's possible, obviously, like, he got us, you know, a glimpse of Jeffy and just started hating all white people, which is not right. I mean, I understand you hating Jeffy. Yeah. He's an individual, however, and you should not blame the entire race over one person. How many times have we talked about that?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yes, we agree with you on him. We're with you. You know, we understand what you're saying, and you're right. Mm-hmm. However, you don't pass that off on
Jeffy
good people.
Is almost heinous enough to make me believe in transferable sin. You know, that his sins can be transferred on everybody else.
Oh, there's so much.
They're so heinous.
But luckily, he's large enough to hold all of them.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.